Here are a few scriptures that we're going to base the message on today. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. I think that's a really good thought to remember, no matter what we do, no matter what our position in life is, that what we do as unto the Lord. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands, just as we told you in 1 Thessalonians 4:11. Respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 through 13. For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule: if a man will not work, he shall not eat. These are words from God. I didn't write them. What do you think about them? Are they good and helpful? Well, we got one person who says, you bet. Do they help us function in society? If we followed them, they certainly would. Or do you think these verses are oppressive, unkind, unthoughtful of the poor and needy? Would any country be better off to not require everyone to work? Now, I know that there are some situations where people are so handicapped physically that they can't, but they can certainly pray. Would it be better if the government give to people as they need and did not require that individual to be responsible in anything? I don't think so. These really are questions that have to do with the upcoming election, and questions we as Christian Americans need to seek wisdom from God to help us know how we should vote. What breaks my heart is that it's estimated that 155,000 Christians will not vote. I don't know what they're thinking. And we have a number of pastors now who think that Christians should not be involved in any way, shape, or form in politics. I don't know what kind of church they serve, but every church I've ever served in my 61 years in ministry, there's always been some politics. Every church I have ever been associated with has some politics. And so for a pastor to say that we should not be involved in politics is like saying, sit on your haunches and let the world go by. Let somebody else take care of it. I don't want to be involved. Too sad, too bad. I'm going to give you a true account of what happened when the pilgrims came to the United States. Well, it wasn't the United States of America, but when they came. This is from Plymouth, Massachusetts. When they arrived, they came up with a way to get along. This was the first contract. No private property. Everyone worked for the common good. All goods and food were shared by everybody. So if I didn't have any, I could come to your house and get some. Right? That's what the contract said. No private property. All property belonged to everybody. Well, Stu, I'd like to come out to your place and get a few things. You probably wouldn't like that. You don't work, you don't eat. All goods and food were shared by everybody. How in the world did that work out? Well, it wasn't long before many of the people who were a part of this contract found out that they didn't have to do much in order to have food. And so they sat on their haunches, and pretty soon the whole thing fell apart. And nobody did anything. In fact, it got so bad that they had 5 kernels of corn on a plate for their daily food. That's how well this worked. 5 kernels of corn. How many of you would function well on 5 kernels of corn? Not too well. Here's the interesting thing. Even later on, after they changed, just to remind them of what they had been through before they had their regular meal, they put 5 kernels of corn on a plate, not to eat, but as a reminder of how poorly this situation worked. Is there a better way? By the way, this is simply an example of what we could face in the next election. What a situation. That's socialism. And the difference between socialism and communism is about this much. So think about this. So they found out that this just simply did not work. And so Governor Bradford decided on a new contract. Each family was given land, private property. Oh, my goodness. Which they were to work. They could work as hard or as little as they wanted to. They could grow whatever they wanted to. They could sell to whoever they wanted to or exchange for goods with other people. Each kept what they grew or sold or traded with others. If anyone didn't work, they didn't eat. Isn't that cruel? Huh? My parents thought us two boys, I can't remember when they ever changed that concept in our home. If we didn't work, we just simply didn't eat. God and His Word were to be honored. Well, that actually worked for them. This new contract was the basis of what we call capitalism. Now, I'm not telling you that capitalism is perfect, because the only way that capitalism works is if a nation is a Christian nation. If you aren't a Christian, capitalism doesn't work. That's all there is to it. What the scripture says is God's way works. Work was ordained by God, and work was good. I'll tell you what, I don't know how you were raised, but no matter what I thought about work, I better work, or I would be in big trouble. What they discovered from God's word was pretty simple. They discovered that work was actually ordained by God. Now, it was made a little more difficult because of Adam and Eve, and the ground was cursed, and a lot of weeds were grown. That didn't make any difference. You still had to work. But we don't have people who want to work today. You drive up and down the street of Hayes or any community or our own community, and you see these signs out, wanted, job open, somebody needs to come in and apply. Every place you look, there's no reason for you not to have a job. God's way works. From God's word, they discovered that work was a joy. Hard because of Adam and Eve, but nevertheless, work was beneficial. God did bring punishment on Adam and all mankind by saying, because of his sin, our work would be difficult, harsh, that's for sure. But nevertheless, work is beneficial. I cannot think about not working. My family keeps asking me, how much longer are you going to preach? And I say, well, till I die. And then work really begins. God gave instruction to the workers. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. No matter where you work, no matter who you work for, it should be the same as working for the Lord. God believed work was so important that he even instructed us how we could serve our employers so that we honored the Lord. It's a sad thing when people take a job and are lazy. It's a sad thing when people forget who they're working for. They're not working for an employer, they're working for the Lord. And in all of the experiments that have been tried, capitalism combined with Christianity works. But without Christianity, it's no better than anything else. In the course of time, the biblical view of manual labor, which was put into practice by the pilgrims, became known as the Protestant work ethic. And our kids are not taught a work ethic these days. They play. And they play. And they play. The work ethic and time led what we call today as capitalism. But let me tell you, capitalism does not work unless Christianity is involved. What was that guy who stole millions and millions of dollars? He was a capitalist, but he wasn't a Christian. And so capitalism only works if people love the Lord and work as to the Lord. I would to God that our schools taught that and that our children are taught that. I think most of you are workers. And if you aren't, then you need to make a change. Because you aren't working for Joe Blow. You're working for the Lord. And he's the one who gets the credit for a person who works hard and is honest in their work. The Protestant work ethic is almost gone. Too bad. What a blessing it is to be able to have ownership of property. Because God wants us to use that property for His glory and His honor. And if we don't do that, why should we have it? We need to look at this from God's perspective. Honest labor should take root in the majority of American people, but it doesn't anymore. The engine of American industry and prosperity was virtually assured because people worked as working for the Lord. And when that's gone, there's not much left. Just to help you understand the distinctiveness of God's plan versus all others, let me share a little illustration with you. In socialism, you have two cows. The government takes one cow and gives the cow to somebody else who has no idea how to take care of a cow. So in the end, there are no cows. In communism, you have two cows. The government takes both and gives you a little milk. When Gwen and I were in Russia, at 5:30 in the morning, a little bell went off outside the so-called apartment that we were staying in. And a truck came by. You never saw a man do this, but the little old ladies. Some could hardly walk. And they went to the milk truck and got about a quart of milk. They had no access to cows because the communists took the cows. And they gave people a little milk. Yippee-ki-yay. What a terrible situation. And that milk was collected by older ladies. The young ladies didn't come out and get the milk. The men didn't come out and get the milk. Just the older ladies came out and got the milk. In Nazi Germany, if you had two cows, they took both cows and shot you. God's way works, always will work. Aren't we smart enough to figure that out? God's way does work. In capitalism, with godly leaders, you have two cows. You sell one and buy a bull and develop a herd. That's what God expects. But capitalism without Christianity is terrible. Mankind without God is hopelessly evil. We all need to admit that we are sinners and we need a Savior. People should be willing to work, but we live in a culture today that nobody wants to do that. They'd rather call the ministerial alliance, or they'd rather call the church and ask for money or a handout of some sort. Masters, laborers, and government all function, should function by biblical principles. That doesn't mean we shouldn't help those who are in need. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't reach out and help people who have a tremendous need. We should do that. Jesus was an example of taking care of the poor. But above that, he emphasized the fact that people need to work. And if you don't work, you don't eat. Boy, that sounds cruel, doesn't it? People should live by biblical principles. Problem is, people are not willing to work. There is no reason why there should be so many people, so many places. Honestly, stores have shut down. I read just recently that Walgreens shut down a number of stores because of two things. People came in and stole, and nobody would prosecute them. And the other thing is, nobody wanted to work at Walgreens. So a number of those stores have closed down because nobody wants to work. They just like it to be handed to them. If I would have thought that with my dad, he would have, he knew what to do about it. There's such a thing as the seat of learning. And sometimes it's not very pleasant. When godly principles are taken out of the concept, what fills in? Selfishness and greed. Like I mentioned a few minutes ago, crooks like Bernie Madoff stole vast amounts of money from investors because of capitalism, but capitalism without Christ is just evil. You've got to have the Lord. And Tocqueville said, the only way that Christianity will ever work, that the Constitution will work, that what we have in America will work, is only if we stay true to the Lord. And the further away we get from the Lord, it doesn't make any difference whether it's capitalism, no matter what it is, socialism, communism, without God, none of it works. Large companies misuse their workers, and the environment because of money, 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 money. That's all people seem to be interested in, is money, 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 money. Labor unions, what do they care about? They care about money. Workers do not care about working diligently for any company. They work because hopefully they make a few bucks. But they're not working as unto the Lord. And if we forget who we're working for, no matter what we're doing, it has to be unto the Lord. Politicians are successful businessmen, businesswomen, but they're not working for the Lord. I can understand why people run for the Senate or the House. You have a great retirement for the rest of your life. Bottom line is this: mankind without God is hopelessly evil. We all need to admit that we are sinners and we need a Savior. Wow. On our own, we are selfish, wanting only what is best for ourselves, not what's best for our neighbor, not what is best for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. That's the result of the fall. This world is filled with sinful men and women, and I'm certainly one of them. But God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, to be the only Savior, the only way to God. We must believe in and accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Wow. I tell you what, let me encourage you to be out at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I'm going to give a short version of woke. And I think most of you have already determined how you're going to vote. I know I saw a T-shirt this morning that tells me how somebody's going to vote. Praise the Lord. The government says that as a pastor, I can't tell you who to vote for. But at 4 o'clock this afternoon, I have a way of saying that without saying it. Boy, that's a confusing statement, isn't it? Let me give you an example. A young man named John. Became a new Christian. He was really excited about his relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. He took a job at a local department store, and he worked hard. And his employer was so impressed with him. But that all changed. He finally went to one of his Christian friends and said, I think I'm going to be fired. And his Christian friend said, well, I'll go and talk to your boss. And so he went and talked to the boss, and the boss said, you know, when John started out, he just did great. He was very responsible. He took care of his business like he was supposed to. But then all of a sudden, it changed. He started just chatting with people, not doing what he was supposed to do. And so his friend went to John and said, John, if your employer was the Lord Jesus Christ, how would you work? Oh, if it was the Lord Jesus Christ, I would work hard. I would do everything that the Lord Jesus Christ wanted me to do. And he said, you know, it's no different. You are supposed to work as though you were working for the Lord Jesus Christ. This guy might be the person who hired you, but you are working for him as though working for the Lord Jesus Christ. And it opened his eyes, and he went back and began to work properly. And he made great advances. And pretty soon he was a co-owner of that particular business. Well, that's the way it should be. Godly principles are given to God's people because God's way always works. We have an election coming up. Pray about it. Be at the seminar this afternoon. I know that football team is playing at 3:30. I didn't know that, and I don't care, because my life doesn't depend on a football team. My life depends upon my relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you can't tear yourself away, that's up to you. The seminar will last about an hour, and then we'll have some finger food and discussion and prepare ourselves with prayer for November the 5th. All of us as Christians represent God. Being a Christian in all we say and do ranks above being an American, being a football fan, and I like football. I even like number 15, believe it or not. So let's thank God for our opportunities as Christian people to work hard and to praise the Lord, because we have a tremendous responsibility coming up in the next few days. November 5th is going to be here before we know it. And I think that most of you already know how you're going to vote. But maybe the information you get this afternoon will help you explain to somebody else why you're voting the way you are going to vote. Amen? All right. Well, our closing hymn, yep, I'm right on time. Wow, I'm on time today. Can't believe it myself. Jesus is the answer. Amen? So let's be standing as we sing together. And if you need to make a decision for the Lord in any way, shape, or form, please come forward.